This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz, and great to share morning devotions. I hope you're okay today. I want to talk today and again tomorrow about this topic: how can I handle personal conflicts? We really can't go through life without facing conflict of some kind. It happens at school. Kids don't get on or start punching one another, or the boys pull the girls' hair. It happens to everyone at some stage, and some of us, I think, have great difficulty moving on and never getting over the conflict. Maybe that's been your experience. Now, some people actually absolutely hate conflict, will do all they can to avoid it, and can sometimes find themselves unable to deal with the conflict that comes up. And yet there are other people, those people that seem to thrive on conflict. It sort of gives them some kind of impetus to deal with their own lives, and they may not always want that conflict to cease. They're always itching for an argument, wanting to have a conflict with somebody. And maybe you've met someone who is like that, wants to argue. But we're all different. So you can imagine this scene, a typical home. You know, the sister works hard all day doing what a mother asks, scrubs the tile floors and cleans the windows, maybe even folds the laundry. Her brother, however, he spends his Saturdays out with his friends instead of doing the chores that he's supposed to be doing. And to make matters worse, when her brother comes home, he succeeds in bringing mud down the entrance hall of their home, and he doesn't even bother to wipe it up. So suddenly, at home with mum and dad, she blows her top. She tells him what a thoughtless brother he is, among other things. But she doesn't stop until she's vented all that frustration. Then a few minutes later, as she sees his dejected, surprised face, she really feels horrible about this. And now it'll take much talking and forgiving to work through their disagreement. Well, that's the sort of thing it is with conflict. It's that simple. So whether we hate conflict or whether we like conflict, we really can't avoid it, because conflict exists everywhere, in the home, communities, in the church, in our country, in your workplace. There's probably someone that you don't like, or you need to be careful what you say to avoid conflict. And I think the real question is not to choose whether there is conflict or not, but how do I deal with it when I meet it? So dealing with conflict in a good way can actually be quite positive. It can bring healing and harmony. It can bring peace. But dealing with conflict in a bad way can cause this hostility to grow. And in fact, if you take it to the nth degree, it can actually bring about war in a global situation. The Bible, of course, has some good advice for us, and I think that's what we need. God's Word seems to get right to the heart of so many issues in life, doesn't it? And Christians sometimes mistakenly feel that they will not have conflicts. But let me tell you what Jesus said. In John 16:33, he said, "I've told you these things so that in me you will have peace. In the world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." That's what he said. So personal conflicts, whatever they are, can actually take on a different flavor when we invite Jesus to help us in the middle of that conflict. It really is simple. But of course, being who we are, we like to complicate things and let the problem boil over. And of course, that doesn't do any good. It means more pain and anger. There's a book called Christian Counseling, and Gary Collins, the author, he actually says and talks about why anger is a natural part of conflict. He said, when someone is rejected and put down or humiliated or unjustly criticized or threatened, anger is often aroused. And these threats challenge our own self-esteem. They make us feel vulnerable. And so how do we fight back? With anger and aggression. And sometimes when we're threatened and we're made aware of our own imperfections, we respond in anger towards those people. And this directs attention away from us. It hides the fact, he says, that we feel hurt or threatened, and lets us feel better at someone else's expense. Now, I reckon as you think about it, it makes sense. According to some psychologists, the hurt and anger almost always go together. Seconds after the event, another feeling skyrockets into our life, and that's anger. And he said, and the psychologist says that anger comes so quickly, and it's so apparent that it's easy to miss the hurt. In other words, what's happened to me? What's happened to you that makes us feel that way? I want to take this a little bit further tomorrow and ask, dear Lord, help us, Lord. We need advice. We need help as we work and get on with people. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.